from the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye in the Sky forecast. High pressure building over southern Quebec today is bringing cooler and less humid air on a pleasant northwest breeze. This morning's clouds and fog, a byproduct of the showers and storms that accompanied a cold front last night, are now history, and a pleasantly sunny afternoon is ahead across our region. The cooler air will be most noticeable across the north, closer to the high pressure over Quebec. Northern areas will see highs in the 70s, with a few of the warmer valley bottoms reaching 80. Southern areas will be warmer, with moderate humidity levels and temperatures in the 80s. A weakening cold front sagged southward across the region late yesterday and last night, bringing scattered showers and a few hefty thunderstorms to the area. Rainfall with the front was highly variable. A classic example of this occurred here at the Fairbanks Museum, where we received 1.03 inches of rain. However, only 8 miles to the north in Lindenville, just 0.01 inch fell. The remnants of last night's cold front have now drifted into southern portions of our region this morning, where it could still spark a lonely shower in the far south this afternoon. Otherwise, surface high pressure north of Ottawa this morning will slowly drift eastward over the St. Lawrence Valley and eastern townships, bringing mostly sunny skies this afternoon. Unfortunately, our break from the clouds and showers will be short-lived. Developing low pressure near the southern shore of Lake Michigan is pushing northeastward and will be centered near Toronto by tomorrow morning, while high pressure will be departing to the east. As the low lifts toward the region tomorrow, it will push the remnants of last night's cold front back north as a warm front. Clouds will increase rapidly tonight ahead of the approaching low, with showers reaching areas west of the Green Mountains by or shortly after sunrise. Showers will spread eastward across the remainder of the region during the morning and early afternoon. As the low pressure area passes along the international border during the day tomorrow, periods of showers and a localized thunderstorm will bring a soaking rain to northern areas during the afternoon. Many northern areas could see 0.5 to 1 inch, with a few locally higher amounts. While some areas have seen ample rainfall from the recent hit-and-miss thunderstorms, the latest drought monitor shows abnormally dry to moderate drought conditions remaining across most of northern and central Vermont westward into northern New York. This widespread soaking rain is good news for farmers and gardeners in these areas, as many crops are at a maturing stage and need ample water to produce high yields. Across southern areas, the warm front and associated showers will clear the area by around midday. If some sunshine is able to break through the stubborn cloud cover during the afternoon and destabilize the atmosphere, that instability, combined with convergence along a passing shortwave trough, abundant moisture, and favorable wind shear, could result in a few hefty thunderstorms, mainly to the south of Route 4. A cold front will drop south late Friday night and Saturday morning, bringing showers gradually to an end by Saturday afternoon. High pressure will build in late Saturday through Sunday, bringing dry conditions, fair skies, and mild temperatures. The forecast summary: this afternoon, mostly sunny, cooler and less humid north, in the 70s, a few low 80s in the broad valleys. Still warm and moderately humid south, highs in the low to mid 80s. A refreshing northwest breeze around 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, then clouds increasing west of the Green Mountains, reaching east late. A chance of a few showers late through New York and the St. Lawrence Valley, lows in the low to mid 60s, except 50s northeast. Friday, any early sun east giving way to clouds, numerous showers with a few thunderstorms spreading east across Vermont, New Hampshire, and the Berkshires during the morning and midday, becoming scattered in New York, highs in the 70s north, upper 70s to low 80s south. Friday night, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm, lows in the 60s, a few upper 50s in the Adirondacks, and Saturday, mostly cloudy, showers tapering from northwest to southeast, partial clearing northwest, highs in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Phil Gertsen with an eye on the sky.